We are learning Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin, Omed Aleph, and we're starting six lines from the top, the beginning of a line. Zok the Gemara, Mistamach va'ozol Rabbi Yehuda Nesia akas v'dar simloi. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia was walking and he was leaning on the shoulder of his gabbai, Rabbi Simloi. Amalei, Simloi, lo yisei emes v'beis medrash, k'shetarnu v'sa shemen. You weren't last yesterday in the v'beis medrash when we matter. The shemen, we annulled the decree that said you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink or eat shemen of a guy. We are matir, you weren't there. Amaloi, so Simloi answered back to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, be a menu hitir tatir af as a pass. Why don't we matter also pass in your days? Why don't you matter pass as well? Amaloi imkain korulon bezdina sharia. They're gonna call me the bezdin that's matter things. Which is not, we don't want to be called the bezdin that's a makel, that's not the things. The Tanan, how do we know? We didn't find such an idea. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah. Hey, Rabbi Yossi ben Yezer. Rabbi Yossi ben Yezer ish trader. He was made al ayal kamtsa dochin. He was made on three things. He was made on three things. First of all, he's made that the certain grasshopper called the ayal kamtsa was tahar, was mutter to eat. Number two, v'amashka beis mitvachaya dochin, that the liquid in the Beis HaMikdash was considered tahar. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Did it mean that it was not mekabel tuma or didn't give over tuma? Va'al the yikrov lemesa misav, that someone who touches a mace becomes tame. That was a kula also. We'll see how that was a kula on the Gemara on the Beis. So he had three kulas. First of all, he said that certain grasshopper ayal kamtza was from the was tahira, was a kosher or grasshopper. Number two, he said the mashka beis mitvachaya is tahar. And number three, that if you touch a mace, you are Tommy. And Vikarale, since he said these three heterim, we'll elaborate on it soon. Vikarale, Yosef Sharia. They called them Yosef Sharia. So Rabbi Yehuda Nesia told Rabbi Simloi that I don't want to be mat another thing, and they call me the one who's mat the things. Amalei, so Rabbi Simloi answered, Hosam Sharat Klas. He was mat the three things. That's why they called him the Mekel. Umara Sharachad, you're only the one so far. You still have one to go. Vishari Marachad, Achriti, Akati Tartanav, there's only two. Amalei, Anoz, Sharia, Chrita. Already was mata something else. But Shigmar is going to tell us something by Gittin. He was mata something else. Therefore, if you mata a third thing, we called a Bezdin mata. The Rambam actually, Hilchos Mamrim, brings down Lalocha that a Bezdin should not be mata three things. Because it's called a Bezdin Sharia. It's a din. It's Mamrim's din. It should not be called a Bezdin Sharia. And you see, Rabbi Hudim told Rabbi Simla, he didn't want to mata a third thing because he would call the Bezdin Sharia. What? No, he's saying if he's mechadish, if he's mutal chatchila, then that's called a shari. It's be matter takanas. You don't need a bezdin that's matter takanas. So he said three things, and here he already did one, and he did another one also. What was the second thing that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had done? The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. We're gonna have here a little gemara, like a half omer of gittin now. Mai the Tanan. Zeg gitech im loy basi mekan at shnei mazach chodesh. A person gives a get to his wife. He's going on a trip, and he doesn't want him to. If he dies or becomes aguna, he doesn't want her to become aguna. So, if he's not back by 12 months, there's a get. There'll be a get, and therefore it won't fall to Yibum, and it won't be aguna, all different milas. So he gives his wife a get. That if I don't come back within 12 months, here's the get. Might say he died in the 12 months. The loch is ain't a get. What's behind the Mishnah? Because the get can't be chal after Misa. The get has to be chal when they're still alive, when he is still alive. So we attach the words that this is a get. If I don't come back in 12 months, the get will be then. So therefore, it was after 12 months. He was dead already. The get's not chal. V'tani Allah, and we learned on this, Rabbi Seinu Hitirua, Rabbi Seinu, our Rabbeim, do matter it, linase, matter it to get married, because the get works mafreya. V'armina man Rabbi Seinu, who are the Rabbi Seinu?
To what?
She's allowed to get married. What?
She's allowed to get married because
her
husband's dead.
No, what?
She's allowed to get married because her husband's dead.
No, not if she falls to Yibum. Not if she falls to Yibum. Yeah, if she has a, if the husband has a brother, she needs chalitza. Here, they're matter to get married, and they're sitting at a get. What's the pshat? It's really not. My rabbi is saying, who are the rabbi saying? We don't have Shmuel, but bezdino de sharu mishcha. It's a bezdin that allowed the oil, which is who rabbi who danosi. What's pshat in the Rehuda Nasi that was matter? Shavla Karabiyesi Dom Azmani Shal Shtar Mechiyach Alav. It says Azman the Shtar. Now, why did it say Azman the Shtar? So the reason it says Vanishtar to say is that it's like Mehayoyim Ulach Hamisa. That's a Tanai in Mafreya. If you don't come back in 12 months, then from Mehayoyim will be, anytime it says Zman in the Shtar, then it can be read as Mehayoyim Ulach Hamisa, which would mean that it works Mafreya, that it's a Tanai. It's a get from today. If I don't come back in 12 months, that's Rabbi Yossi's Chiddush. That if it says Zman, it counts from today. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Hoyro Lahoyd Lo Kol Shatai. Rav Abba argues really on Shmuel. Shmuel said that the Rav Yehuda Nasi was matirit. He says that it's not true. Rav Yehuda Nasi tried to matir, lehoid lekol shaita. No one was moided to him, but Amri lekol siyata. His whole bezdin was not moided to him. But in any case, the Gemara is saying that Rav Yehuda Nasi tried to matir something else, and that's the second thing that he was matir. Omalei, Rav Elazar or Rav Eliezer, lehu saba. To an older person who was part of the Bezdin or Huda Nasi, he says, when you were matter that, la alter sharisu'ah lo'asi, chaydish, kayim le'tanoi. He asked him a very simple question. In a case where a guy makes a tanai, that, give me a get today, if you don't come back in 12 months, chal mafreya. Let's say he died after 30 days. Is the get chal that day, or you have to wait for 12 months? What's the shayla? L'chayra, he's not coming back. But on the other hand, he still has a chance to come back. We don't expect Tchias Mesim. So that's the Shaila. Is the Chal today, or you have to wait for 12 months? That was the Shaila. Now you're asking, I saw Rav Yosef was asking, that he's saying, like, what's the Havamina? Of course he's not coming back, he's dead. So look at Tab Tosis. From Taimar, Pshita the Altahim, the Mutarist, Yad Shemes, Harea Tanai, Kimikuyim, Lo Yosef, by the way, he's not coming back. Yeshtoim, Kamokum, Boyole, Igazrina Mes, Otoloy Mes. There's a Chal. Huh?
He died.
For Yibum.
No, we don't have to worry about the
Yibum, yeah. So Taisa says that there'll be a Xera, Mace, Otuloy, Mace. That's what we're saying. If you allow it, and if he doesn't die, you're going to say it's Chal right away. Therefore, maybe wait 12 months to make sure he doesn't come back. That's what the Shaila asked him. So to break the Kasha, why we ask the Kasha on Rabbi Huda and Nasi's story with this Mishnah? But to boil like Amistisim on a first Mishnah, where's the Zman Shishtar Mechiachalov? A first Mishnah, Tanan, I raise a Gidech Ma'achshav and Leibasi Mekana Shnei Masachaydish. I give you a get, and I say, Ma'achshav, if I don't come back within 12 months, if I'm in a postal case of Ma'achshav, Umeis Besuch Shnei Masachaydish, the Mishnah says, have a get. Do a Kayim Latanak, the Tanayim was a Kuyim. But to boil like, we should ask the Shaila, that is it Lal to have a Gita? The whole loy also because he's not coming back, he's dead. But then Lachia Beis Chodesh came late tonight because you have to wait till the time is Purim. So why did he ask the Shaila Dafka on Rabbi Huda Hanasi's Pshat and the Mishnah is Manish Dar Machiach Lav? Why didn't he ask him Pasha on the first Mishnah of Ma'ach Shavach Lachia Beis Chodesh? So he says, and you're right. Since that Saba was there when they were Matirit, so I wonder what you did. I wonder Lamaisa what you did. You Matir Miyad or after 12 months? Lamaisa, he didn't answer. So now the Gemara gives a few rules about the halachas of the Tanai. Amar Abaya, Hakom Oidim, L'kshetetze Cham Meratiko, if you tell a Isha, here's a get, when the sun comes up, here's a get. See, even if it says as man, that Pasha means L'chinafka Kamala. Pasha means that when the sun comes up in the morning, there's the get to Michal, V'chimayis Balayla, if he dies at night, get La'ach Hamisu, it's not a good get. Because that's not a Tanai. He said, Klar, L'kshetetze Cham. He didn't say amenas. He didn't say im. He just said lit. If he said lit k'shteitze, that for sure means lit k'shteitze. Amenas k'shteitze minatiko. If you say amenas, then I'll give you a get amenas that the sun should come up tomorrow. Ma'ach shav kamla. He means from now. Because every amenas means now. We get mechayimu. It's get from when he's alive. Rav Huna. Don't Rav Huna call him amenas. Anyone says amenas, go ma'ach shdomi. What's the machloikis about zmanei shashtar mechiyach alav? Ella be'im teitze. Say the words im teitze, because the word im can mean two things. Either it can mean ma'achshav, or it can mean if this happens, when this happens. So that's the shayla. If you say ma'achshav with im, it pasha works. But here, you didn't say ma'achshav, that's what machloikis is. Ella be'im teitze. Who did not say sov l'krab yeisi dom zmanei shashtar mechiyach alav? You wrote a shtar, v'havalei kimayoyim imesi. It's like I said, mehayoyim imesi. And then it means kima'achshav imesi. Like I said, kima'achshav imesi. Rabbanon, les luhud rabbi yasi. Bahavale kezem gitech imesi greda. It's like, this is a get, if I die. Now, imesi greda, we're not sure what it means. If it means ma'achshav or not. Now, it's taka sofik, but my misafik can't be a get. Because the sofik is, either I said zegitech or I said emesi. So it's a theory, which one's iker? So it's taka a sofik. And does not chal mafreya. But if he holds mani, so star mechiachalov, so then you wrote a star, you wrote a date, and that date tells you that's ki'ilu I said me'achshav, and therefore be ki'ilu I said me'achshav emesi, then it's partial means me'achshav emesi, and then it is chal mechayim. So that is just the story of Rabbi Yehuda Nasvi Mekel by a get. Now I want to go back to Yosi ben Yaezer's three heterim. He had three heterim. First of all, he said, Ayel kamtsas dochen gufa. Hey, Yosi ben Yaezer's shreda. Al ayel kamtsas dochen, that a certain grasshopper is tar. Val mashkevet v'chaya dochen, the liquid by the Beis HaMikdosh, by the Mizbeach, was considered dochen. Val the yikra of the misa mesov, and if someone touches a mace, he's tamei mace. But Karulei, and they called him Yosef Sharia, Now, what are these three things that there were kulus, especially Yikar and Misa, we have to understand? What are the three kulus? We have to explain this. Mai, what was the chiddush also of the grasshopper? What was going on here? Mai, Ayel Kamtz says what? Rapapa Amar is Sheshiva. It's a grasshopper called a Sheshiva, and we'll explain in a second what's the characteristic. Rab Chia Ba'am Yisrei the Ulama Suspil. Rapapa Amar Sheshiva, this grasshopper that he said was mutter to eat was called a Sheshiva. By the way, the Rashi says that this grasshopper does not need shchita. You should know, you could clear what's a grasshopper. Is that like a bird or something? It needs shchita. It doesn't need shchita, grasshopper. It's like more like a fish. It doesn't need shchita. Now, the two things are Sheshiva and Suspil. So Rapapa Amar Sheshiva, v'kamifagi b'roish yaruch. This Sheshiva has a long neck, which means that the four grasshoppers mentioned in the pasuk that are kosher, they don't have a long neck. They have other simanim. They have four legs, four wings, and they have these feet that make them jump. Those are the simanim of the kosher grasshopper. But this one's a little bit different. It's a reish aruch. So marasov reish aruch also, marasov reish aruch muta. What's the machleik? Because machleik says it got to be klal prata klal. If it's darshan klal prata klal, so then it has to be doime to the four. This is doime. It has all the four characteristics. So it has also reish aruch. It doesn't make a difference. But the other one, is a klal prat. That's only those four, and anything else is not included. Therefore, this sheshiva will be not kosher, will be tricked. So, that's the machlokes. According to Rav Papa, learns that the shy of Al Kamtza was Sheshiva. He was mechadish to you that even though Reish Aruch, it's still kosher. Rav Chia Ba'amis Ve'du'lo Amar, Suspil was a type of grass of called Suspil, now on top of a bays. But Reish Aruch only picked Osir. By Reish Aruch, everyone agrees that type of grasshopper is Osir. Tais has a gear, so maybe it's Mutter, Kulea Mutter. But here's a different machlokes. Here, this Suspil has all the characteristics. But one of the characteristics has to be that the wings cover the whole goof, or roiv of the goof. Here, it covers roiv of the goof, mamish exact. You have to got to measure it. If you look at it, you're not sure. It's like 50-50. V'hocha v'knof v'choyf mesruba yadeh etchak mefgim. Ma'asav aruba kol dubino, ni roiv, and there's roiv. Ma'asav aruba d'minka bino. It has to be roiv minka. You have to nearly an eye, throw the chap right away that it's roiv. That's the only way it's a kosher grasshopper. And that's the bira machloikis by Susbil. That's the machloikis. We have a machlokes by Sheshiva according to our papa's machlokes, and that was Yosef as Mechash as Mutter. And according to this man, the Amar, which is Rav Chia Ba'ami, he holds to my Suspil, and the Chiddush is that even though it's only Chayf Mesruba Yadei Etchak, it's still considered a kosher grasshopper.